It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. It's true. We've done our research. Every single one of our listeners are hungover on a daily basis.
Even the kids.
Yep. From True Facts We Definitely Didn't Make Up.com. Go check it out. But let's be honest. We've all done it at some point. You go out, have a few too many mangaritas, and then you wake up the next morning feeling like there's a Tiesto concert happening inside your skull.
Oh, man.
Keep it down, please.
So loud.
But you still have to get up and go to work and just pray that your boss can't smell you or you don't puke in the middle of a big meeting.
Oh!
There's the quarterly. Oh, my shoes.
Yeah.
We've been there. Of course, you can always try calling in sick, but you might not get away with it because you probably posted a bunch of stories on your social media of you taking shots with your broskies.
Dude, and that still happens. We have people call in at this job, and I'm like, last night you were on Instagram going nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? There's no ramifications here, so it doesn't
That's
matter.
True.
Yeah, here
it's not
fine.
Like you get in trouble. We have a very different industry.
Mm-hmm. For people that don't know, we have unlimited sick days here.
Yeah.
We can't use them, though, because we're on air every day, but the rest of the staff uses them.
They're never here. Nobody's ever here.
Sorry. I'm bitter.
Anyway, they'll probably know you've been out drinking because of your social media, and you'll get caught and get in trouble. And companies tend to catch on if you're calling in over and over and over again. In fact, you might have seen that the restaurant chain Chipotle has been making headlines recently because of their controversial method of how to deal with workers who call out sick from work. Mm. The CEO recently revealed that the company has a team of nurses to verify if employees are really sick and just not hungover.
That is so messed up.
I know.
How do they verify? You have to go see them? Or?
Well, if you try calling in sick to work, you have to call the nurse's hotline and explain all your symptoms to the nurse and then go through a detailed checklist.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the conversation, the nurse will determine if the employee is really sick or if they're just hungover.
The first question, did you drink last night?
Yeah. How do I answer?
I did. Oh, no. I mean, no. Cough syrup. I drank cough syrup.
I'm going to call you back.
Throat. If they judge that you're actually ill, only then will the company pay for the day off to get healthy again. Otherwise, if they think you're hungover, you won't get paid.
Dude, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
Sounds a little excessive, but there's a reason they're doing this. It's part of Chipotle's attempt to improve their food safety reputation. They do not have a good food safety reputation.
But like forcing drunk people to go to work is not going to improve food safety.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They've been trying to rewrite their image since that 2015 E. coli outbreak.
Yeah.
Well,
not good.
There's another company out there, though, that's making headlines because of their bizarre policy towards hangovers. Apparently, a lot of companies are invoking hangover policies now.
It took them a long time.
Yeah.
They're figuring us out.
The world is just drinking so much
that
we can't even function anymore.
And we're drinking because we don't like our jobs.
Right.
And so it's a vicious cycle.
Everyone is drinking. There's no, it's socially acceptable in all aspects.
Well, this company's hangover policy is a lot different than Chipotle's.
Okay.
A digital marketing company in England just implanted a policy of unlimited hangover days.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
You can just call in hungover to work there.
So
basically in the corporate world, you have to take a hard line on hangovers. Are they bad or you support them?
Yeah. Oh my God.
They're actually encouraging employees to stay home if they're feeling a little bit under the weather after a heavy night of drinking.
So the day after St. Patrick's Day, no
Everybody's
one's going to be
in.
There.
Oh
and
my
it's fine.
Gosh. But what if you call in every single day hungover? Do they eventually, they're like, dude, you have a problem.
No, they hopefully have a treatment plan.
Yeah,
enroll you in.
They announced the hangover day policy in hopes that it would attract younger employees to come work for them.
Oh, totally does.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Older employees too.
Everybody.
Yeah, I want to work for them. They say staff are allowed to use as many hangover days as they want. As long as it's not, quote, too excessive, but they never really specify what too excessive is.
Oh, so it's on a person-by-person basis.
Yeah.
Your guilt line falls.
Mm-hmm. The owner of the company said that he implemented the policy because a big part of their job is to meet up with clients after work and drink with them while they talk business. So basically go out, get hammered, and try to close a deal.
Yeah,
and then you can call in hungover to work if you want.
Dude, that's so cool.
One of the younger employees said that she loves unlimited hangover days.
Yeah.
Who would say that they hate that?
It's like a vacation.
She's like, I worked 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Once.
People will treat it like a vacation, too. You get back after those 3 weeks. They're like, so? Right. How was your drunken break?
It was great. I was hungover in Hawaii the whole time. Well, this employee said now she doesn't feel the pressure of leaving the bar early to get up for work the next day, like we all have.
What? You should still feel that pressure.
Instead, she can just focus on drinking the night away.
Who cares?
She also said, quote, as a young person, a lot of my friends are still at university. They might work shifts where they can't go out on Saturday or Sunday, so maybe I want to have a few drinks with them on a Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm obviously working the next day, but it's just nice being able to say to my boss, honestly, I'm hungover.
Yeah,
or,
right.
Honestly,
yeah.
I'm still drunk. Yeah. I mean,
totally.
It's not only very lenient of a very lenient policy that they have, mm-hmm. but it's a marketing company, and it's also known for their core working hours of just 10 to 4.
How
every
does this
day.
Company Gosh. Make any money?
I don't
yeah,
know.
How do they pay you?
Right? In booze, probably.
That's it.
Yeah. So literally everybody is about to apply to work there.
Yeah,
everybody.
Totally.
Every single person wow. in the world is going to apply to work at this
That's
company.
That's how they're going to make money.
You only work 10 to 4 and you can't even make it hungover for that?
Right?
Like, I'm sorry. That's not a big ask.
There's somebody listening right now who's hungover and has to work like a double shift today wanting to kill themselves. All right, your number one phone tap of the year is coming up right after this.
Ew.
Brooke and Jewel in the morning.